Ghosts are everywhere.
I don't know.
Well, this is the Untitled Ghost Podcast.
Welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello. It's
hi, hi, hi.
It's us. We're back.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hi. It's us again.
Welcome. I'm Carly Billings.
I'm Cecilia.
Okay.
O'Grady.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Welcome back to whatever this is. You like it.
Surprise.
So you're
here.
Listening.
Yeah, you like it.
This is Ghosts Are Everywhere.
Your favorite podcast,
yes.
I'm sure.
Yes.
Ghosts Are Everywhere.
Yes.
We are talking about ghosts.
That's what we're talking about on the podcast, I guess. Just ghosts always.
Ghosts always, I think. Yeah.
Maybe other things.
They're
that
like
comes
spooky
up.
Things. You know, lots of our interests overlap into ghosts.
Into ghosts.
Yeah.
And just like things that could be ghosts or maybe other things.
You don't know. We don't know. And that's why we're here. Gonna find out, gonna figure it out, and we're gonna chit chat all the day long. Because
sure
guess
are.
What? We're alive and we're not ghosts.
We're not ghosts.
I guess we should do this how we started this.
I guess we should do this normal.
Regular town.
Regular town.
Yeah, population.
Population two. No one else is as regular
as us. No one else. Just us. Regular town.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to regular town.
Hello.
That's right. Hello.
Hello and welcome.
Hi.
To this.
That's right.
Regular town.
To regular town. The end of an era.
Regular town. USA.
Of course. Where else?
Uh-huh.
That's what the postcard looks like. Regular town, USA.
It's a picture of us.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
With our thumbs up.
Yeah.
Just in the corners.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is us talking about what we're doing today.
That's right. And I'm Carly.
And I'm Cecilia.
Did you already say that?
No.
Okay.
For the last time.
For the last time.
This
for the
is
final time. This is
Ghosts Everywhere.
Ooh.
Yeah, this is Ghosts Are Everywhere.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Coming at you from Regular Town, USA.
Regular Town, USA.
Like we said.
Here to tell you
to tell you the tales.
We're never coming back.
You could have laid it out a little
no,
lighter.
No, neither we're here in Regular Town,
that's
USA.
Fair.
This is where we live now. And
yeah,
They don't allow ghost podcasts.
They don't allow ghost podcasts.
They let us
be transmitted from here.
They let us do this final one.
Mm-hmm.
But
they said only one. And we said, all right.
Mm-hmm. And even this, we had to fight them.
That's right, but it's in our contract, so so we're allowed.
We're allowed.
And that's what we're doing.
That's what we're doing today.
Yeah. It's it's New Year's Eve.
It is.
Another New Year's Eve special.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
A special New Year's Eve special.
The specialist of all specials, you could argue.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because we have concluded that Ghosts Are Everywhere is not coming into 2024.
Yeah.
Our New Year's resolution is no more ghosts.
Our New Year's resolution is, well, all right. No, there's been a lot of thought, a lot of conversation, and we are happy. The end.
We're happy.
We're happy.
It's
the end of an era.
It's the end of the era. It's because we're not friends anymore.
Oh my God, you can't tell them that. They're going to believe you.
It's because we hate each other.
No, it's probably the opposite.
We've secretly hated each other this whole time.
Oh my
and
God,
it's finally bubbled to the surface.
Me?
Yes.
Once we've already moved to Regular Town, USA.
Yeah, this is, I know we've moved here together and we were going to make a life together here, but.
This is your way of letting me know.
Awkward news for you.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Well,
no,
we
came to a decision that we are, what's it called? What did the celebrities say when they break
consciously
up? Consciously uncoupling.
Yeah, we're consciously unpodcasting.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because we've done this for so fucking long.
Yeah, five and a half years almost.
Mm.
I mean, like, a little bit less than half, but...
Five and a quarter.
Yeah, five and a quarter years
five
is a long time.
Five and a quarter years is...
Our child is in school.
Our child has to go away to school.
Yeah, they need to move out.
They have to go to boarding school now.
That's right. In England. And so they can't be here with
them away.
Us. Yeah. Yeah, well, we've moved. So
so we're here to talk a little bit about go into some memes.
Yeah. Getting the feels a little.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're happy. I'm happy. Mm-hmm. All's good.
Yeah.
But it's time.
All's sometimes well that ends well.
Wow. Oh, yep.
As Mr. Shakespeare once said.
That's right. We were pulling out the big guns. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the big boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we thought we'd take this opportunity to jump into, you know, a little retrospective. Mm-hmm. We haven't indulged in that in a while. And
yeah.
It's our last chance to do it. So we thought, this is our show, and we're going to do that because we want to.
And we've done 164 episodes.
Well, 164. Five episodes.
Including this one.
Correct. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it's been a wild ride.
Yeah.
Did you ever think we'd make it to 165?
I had no idea. Mm-hmm. I thought maybe we would do five.
I thought we'd make it to 10. And I was like, 10 sounds good.
It was like, I feel like once we got to like 50, once we got to like 100, I was like, oh, we'll just keep doing this for a while.
I was like, once we got to 30, I was like, oh, we could really keep doing this.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we just never really stopped. And now we're like, maybe we should stop.
Well, it's been a while. Like, mm-hmm. it's not that there's not, like, less ghosts. We didn't cover every ghost.
No, they're still everywhere, and there's still so many.
Correct.
But it is becoming harder to find ones that are interesting.
Yeah.
And it's becoming harder to do homework.
Yeah. It's a lot of work that we, after having done it for so long, we've taken pride in it and, like, have made it as good as we can. Mm-hmm. And with, like, some support, but it's very much a you and me show. We run the show. Yeah. Like, it's a lot of work. Mm-hmm. And we're a little bit tired. We're 5 years older than we were when we started.
Kylie, we were so young.
We were so young and so dumb.
We were in our mid-20s.
And now we're in our late 20s.
No, we were like 12. We were like 24.
Yeah.
We were in our mid-20s, and now we're almost 30, and
I know.
We're too old for this.
We're saying, we just need to take a lie
podcasting
down.
Podcasting is a young woman's game.
That's right. We're saying, we're too old for this shit. No, but it's just, you know, sometimes there's times in your life when you know when things have run their course. Mm-hmm. It's time.
And now we're unconsciously.
Unpodcasting.
Unpodcasting.
Well, there's nothing worse than like a show that jumps the shark and keeps going.
We didn't want to jump the shark.
We just didn't want to jump the shark.
We were ending on a high note. We did a couple of live shows.
Mm-hmm.
We had our witch medium friend tell us that I was going to leave.
That's true.
And I was like, yes, I am.
Yeah, Brett was really like, you're probably done. And we were like,
interesting. I'm thinking about that.
How did you know
Brett?
About that, Brett?
Brett, you guessed
a real witch.
A real witch.
A real life witch. We love.
He knew.
Yeah. No, arguably, like, our biggest, like, out there in the world year, because we did this for a lot of pandemic years.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and this year we went to Edmonton. Mm-hmm. We did a live show in Hamilton. We did a live show in Toronto.
Yeah.
We did some virtual episodes. We did some in-person episodes. We've been all over the place this year.
All over the place this year. Mm-hmm. And we thought, it's been a good year. Mm-hmm. Let's close it out. 2023, baby.
2023.
We've loved ya.
Yeah.
And peace out, dog.
Bye.
Yeah. But we said this is a retrospective.
Yes.
So let's jump back to the beginning, shall we?
Let's get spective.
Let's get spective retroly. Mm-hmm. Some of my favorite episodes we've ever done are within the first 50 episodes we've ever recorded. Yeah. Because we still were figuring out what this was.
I think it also was a time when we did all of them in person. I think that makes a big difference. Like today we're recording in person. We try to record in person as much as we can, but we do live in different cities.
Yeah.
But when we started,
we lived in the same city.
Did not live in different cities.
And also, the point when we stopped recording in person, it was a pandemic.
Yeah.
Like, that was the big
cutoff. That was the big cutoff because
Yeah, when I moved to Toronto, we still tried to do it in person as much as we could.
We did.
And I was going, yeah, like we were going back and forth a little bit
more.
We
hadn't recorded remotely until the pandemic.
Oh, really?
It forced
us
to record remotely.
Oh,
we,
damn.
See, like we didn't know how to.
Oh, damn. I thought we had done it before then.
No.
We hadn't? Okay.
No, it forced us to record remotely. So this is back to a time before we ever did anything digitally. It was all... I mean, it's obviously digital, but it was, like, always in person.
When was the
cutoff banter
for
was
that?
Strong.
Like,
In 2020.
2020.
Yeah. When like, the stay-at-home order, just after that.
So, like...
Yeah. So, anytime
March.
Before that...
So, that's, like, in the 50s. So, yeah. Our first, like, 50 or so episodes.
Yeah. Our goofy
in person. Our first, I think, 53 or 54 episodes. Our pre-COVID in person.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think two of my favorite episodes happened in that time.
Yeah.
One of them is episode 42, Tequila Train.
That one was recorded at my parents' house.
Yep.
In my brother's bedroom.
That's right.
And we had tequila.
We didn't until I decided... I let you know, because it was a choose your own episode, I let you know I was doing Mexico, and you said, pause, we must have tequila.
Had to go get tequila, and we had tequila.
And then we had tequila.
And then we talked about the tequila train, and we still have not gone on the tequila train.
No,
but
someday.
Maybe we'll record a special episode. We'll record a special series from the tequila train.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? Absolutely not no. Resurrect this just for the tequila train. Possible. Mm-hmm. But I think you also have a favorite from that era, no?
Not long after that, episode 47, the Frank slide. Speaking of drinking.
Yeah, which we're doing now. Cheers, by the way.
Which we are, yeah.
And you should all pull up a glass of your favorite anything.
Yeah.
To toast.
Mm-hmm.
And celebrate.
Uh-huh.
Should we hear a little audio from Frank slide? Episode 47.
God,
the absolute train wreck that it was.
So that was a train wreck because we were hanging out with friends before and we were drinking and we continued drinking and our friend called us in the middle of the episode and there was an hour of a phone call that we cut out of the episode.
Yeah.
But I
kept the audio, which I don't always keep the raw audio. I kept that whole phone call.
Oh,
it's
God.
Somewhere.
I do
in
want
the
to
ether.
Hear that. That's very funny.
Some of it is in the episode, but there was an hour long phone call we cut.
By the time we actually started recording the stories, we were fucking like...
You have a bottle of gin in, baby, between the two
blitzed.
Of us.
Blitz.
Yeah, absolutely.
We were drunk.
Well, because we had done the thing that we never thought we would do, which
we
was
did.
The same story.
The same story.
So yeah, let's cut to that audio and hear what we had to say in real time.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, today's interesting.
Just in case it wasn't already interesting, more interesting things happened.
You know how we often joke, like, oh my gosh, there's so many ghosts in the world, like, oh my gosh, like, imagine if we, like, picked the same, like,
Today's theme is ghosts on the prairies.
Ghost on the prairies.
Little ghost on the prairies.
We said small town, but, like, prairie. Mm.
Yeah, so we wanted to do small town Canada, which we've done before.
Yeah.
But we wanted to take it and do it, like, in a Western sense.
So I picked something based off of a song I know because I like saw it and I was like, I think this is related to something else. So I was like, oh, that's cool. I've heard about this. Let's talk about this. And then I was like, Carly probably won't pick this because it's not really the prairies. So
and also it's not really something Carly's usually interested in.
Yeah, it's not a Carly thing. It's like a random weird place based off of like an indie, like a Canadian indie song that I know. So Carly probably won't pick it because it's not really, like, I almost changed this to my choose your own because I thought it wasn't related enough because it's not really like a real town and it's not really in the prairies.
Correct.
So
on my end, I was going through and I was like, what can I choose? Well, this is a little interesting ditty. You know what I enjoy? Usually I enjoy, like, a good haunted house or, like, a hotel or, like, a big, like, Victorian showy thing. You know what I don't always do is, like, a natural thing. Like, something that, like, is of the land or is, like, less full-on, like, apparition, like, oriented, like, very, like, tangible, lore-oriented.
Tangible.
I like steer clear a little bit of things that are more like, this is a big event and
I mean, not that I haven't done that in the past, but I was like, this to me feels like a Cecilia story. And I wonder what would happen if I chose to do something that's a little out of my comfort zone. Though I do love mines. Well, guess what happened, folks?
We picked the same thing.
The two of us chose the same story.
So we were talking about it, and I was like, I don't know how it came up that, like, we have to make sure we didn't pick the same thing. So I was like, I thought
it was about
I had...
It was about 10 minutes before we started this.
I thought I had texted her telling my... Okay, the exact text that I had said, Carly, was not what I thought it was.
No, because you told me... Yeah, when you said, Carly, well, I sent you, like...
Oh, so I said, Carly said, we picked small towns for theme, yeah. And I said, yeah, small town Canada. And she said, oh, yes, oh, yeah, prairie ghosts, right? And I said, yeah. Mine's not very prairie, but it is in Alberta, so close enough. So I thought I had said, it's in the Rockies, it's not really prairie.
And had she said mountain, I would have known not to choose.
I was like, mine's mountain, not prairie, but that's not what I said.
Because when we were talking about it about 10 minutes before we started this, she said, I told you it's mountain, not prairie.
But no, I didn't. But I just said mine's not very prairie, apparently. Apparently.
Isn't that hilarious? That is also one of my faves. It was so silly. We really never thought we would do it. We didn't even make it to 50 episodes and we did the same story.
And we did it.
That's so
funny. We never did it again.
We never did it again. Nope. To our credit.
To our credit.
We were really careful after that.
It just was the intersection of us being extremely messy and the episode being messy. Yeah. But it ended up being funny.
I think it's hilarious.
It worked out.
I think we got messy because we were like, how else are we supposed to do this?
Right. We're like, God. We were maybe putting it off a little bit. Being like, how do we talk about the same thing? Do we just
totally? Yeah. I remember off mic, we were like, well, might as well. Because like, we were like, what else could we do? Yeah. And it was particularly silly. And then, like you said, after that, about 54 or so episodes, it's COVID time?
Yeah, then there's COVID time. I'm going with March 20th.
That sounds about right. I think we took a little bit of a break because we didn't know how to record, maybe?
No.
Oh, we just jumped in?
We just jumped right in. We didn't really take a break. We just went for it.
Good for us. Hell yeah.
And, like, I don't know. These ones are some good ones.
There's some good ones. COVID era is when we had the most guests.
Yes.
Which I would love to highlight, which is one of our favorite things about this podcast is not only talking to each other, but to a lot of people we know about what they think and feel about ghosts.
So it's our first guest was actually in episode 6, and we've had her on a live show since.
That's right. Yeah, our first and last guest.
Yeah. Valerie.
We love Val. Yeah.
She's our first and last guest. Congratulations, Val.
Full circle.
Yeah. And then we had like a few more guests before we... Mm-hmm. Went into COVID.
But the majority of our guests before and after were during COVID.
We had, if you look at this, it's so many guests.
We had exactly, do you want to hear a ratio? We had exactly a third of the total guests we ever had during COVID.
During COVID, yeah.
Yeah. Which makes a lot of sense.
I like it.
Because people had a lot of free time, and so did we.
I'm looking at a list, and just the campfire birthday special, that one was a good one. But on the list of guests, you wrote Stella, who is a dog.
Yeah, because she was in it.
Yeah.
She was in it more than once. She was also in episode 42 Tequila Train.
Was that her or was that Sarah?
No. It was her because I... Stella? Or wait.
I think she was a puppy.
Yeah.
We're not born yet.
No, she wasn't born yet. It was Sarah.
I think it was Sarah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Stella was...
Because she was a baby puppy at that time.
Stella was a baby puppy at the campfire special.
I mean, Stella's been a guest more than once.
Yeah, she's been around.
Yeah.
But she is a dog. And also, that's right. Annie has been a guest more than once. Mm-hmm. And Rosie has been a guest.
Multiple times.
Mm-hmm. Our pet guests.
We love a pet guest. We're never sure to a pet
lot.
Guest.
There's a lot of guests in here.
It was almost like every 3 weeks or so
we had a guest. Yeah, it looks like it. Yeah. We really were trying to get guests.
I think we were working it.
Yeah. It was partly out of not wanting to think of a story for the week.
Yeah, and I think also partly of, like, wanting to socialize.
Yes,
like,
absolutely.
I think that's probably also what drove that
We wanted to talk to our friends.
Yeah, we were like, how can we talk to our friends? Oh, we can force them to be on this show and talk to us. And I think that was really sweet and nice.
Our first New Year's Eve special?
Besides this, we only have one other New Year's Eve special,
with Jenna.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm just looking at that.
Yep.
Special guest.
Mm-hmm.
Also a favorite guest episode of mine was when Kate was on, and the episode was complete nonsense. Maybe our worst and best episode.
It was just all about Webkinz.
I don't think we talked about ghosts at all in that episode.
I barely talked about ghosts, and I didn't want to also.
Not entirely sure that they came up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
One of my other favorite guest episodes, actually, also is another episode where we barely talked about ghosts, which was recently, was this year, was when Anna Nicole was a guest.
Oh, yeah.
We just talked about corn nuts.
Similar energy.
Similar energy! Yeah. Which, yeah, talking about Kate reminded me of that.
Yeah.
That's very funny.
It's when we get a family member on and...
who doesn't care about our agenda. They don't give a shit. And they're like, I'm gonna say what I'm gonna say.
Yeah, we have our guests that come on and they're like, oh my god, they're so nervous. And they're so prepared. Written and they're so things kind. Down. And then Kate and Anna Nicole are like, what's this?
Oh, corn nuts? Huh? Oh, Webkinz? I'm just talking about Webkinz? Anything. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hilarious.
Yeah.
Sibling energy is so funny. Mm-hmm. We mentioned the New Year's Eve special. We've had a lot of different specials.
We have. I was just, because it's New Year's Eve.
Totally.
I found it.
Yeah. I mean, this is another New Year's Eve special. We've had Yule specials every year. Halloween specials every year.
Our Yule special last year was a little bit different because we did just a story. But before then, we would do, like, talking about creepy Christmas, creatures.
Yeah.
Like Krampus
and the Yule Lads.
The Yule Lads.
I recently went to trivia and they talked about the Yule Lads and I was like, and I didn't remember
their names. Oh, you had to know their names?
Well, I had to get which one wasn't a Yule Lad.
Oh,
it was like, one was like Butter Eater, a few other ones.
Their names were like Grim,
Window Sniffer or something. There was, I didn't pick the right one, but I still won trivia. So
congratulations.
Thank you. I think it's important that
even though you didn't know about the Yule Lads.
I didn't know about the Yule Lads, but I knew about the Yule Lads, but I didn't know about the Yule Lads.
You're like, I know them, but I don't know their names.
Yeah, I was like, I could talk about them, but I don't know which ones they are.
Butt Sniffer,
yes. Yeah. Classic. That was one of the ones on the list. I was like, I know that one.
Yep.
Butt Sniffer. That's right, old Butt Sniffer. We had a 100 episode special. We had a bunch of our guests back. That was really cool. We've had 5 live shows in 3 cities, like you mentioned earlier.
Like I said.
Something to be proud of, I think. Mm-hmm. And excited about. We loved doing all kinds of different shows.
Our Edmonton trip was really fun.
That was really a highlight.
Great to see our friends and see the city of Edmonton.
I never thought I'd go to Edmonton, really. I always wanted to.
I never thought I would go back.
Yeah, but you liked it better.
I liked it better this time. Well, because I went to Edmonton and went to...
That's right.
Actual things. I didn't just go to the mall.
Yeah, the mall is... It's so much.
The mall is a surprise. It's like a mall.
Yeah, it's just like a mall, but with a bunch of shit attached to it.
Huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like even the mall, parts of the mall are as big as a regular big mall, but there's a bunch of extra shit attached.
Yeah,
which is what makes it so huge. I don't know why I thought like the mall part, I mean it is huge, but I thought it would be like huger.
There's like a fucking water park. And
yeah, I know. And a casino. And a pirate ship.
Oh, the casino was so bleak.
It was a bummer. We walked in and walked out.
Yeah, I was like, oh no, I hate this. This is depressing.
I mean, there's a skating rink also in the middle of it. Like, it's huge. It's really huge.
Yeah.
We got our old-timey photos taken and it was a delight.
Am I skipping ahead if I talk about places that we've been? Because we also went to Fort Edmonton Park.
That's right. We did go to Fort Ed. No, I wish you would talk about the places that we went.
Because there's a lot of places in the 5 years that we've been doing this podcast that we've also visited.
Yeah.
Either after talking about it on the podcast or in conjunction with talking about it on the podcast.
Yeah, totally.
So Fort Edmonton Park was cool.
It was so cool. That's one of my favorite places I think I've ever been.
It was really
neat. I loved it.
I really did.
So
I did too.
I'd go back
to
Edmonton just for that.
Absolutely would go back. If I am back in Alberta, I will definitely go there.
Yeah, it would be so worth it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, one of the very first places that started this whole thing, we went to the Queen Mary.
We did.
We went on an LA trip.
Yeah.
Just as friends and not podcast friends.
And then that was the first episode that we talked about the Queen Mary and our experiences there.
Mm-hmm.
Today, actually, I went to Casa Loma.
Hell yeah, you did.
We've talked about Casa Loma. I went in the creepy tunnels and they were all decked out for Christmas, which you'd think would be really cute. And in some places was really cute, but they were also really fucking creepy.
Yes, they should be. It's Casa Loma.
I was showing Carly some videos. There's some like animatronics that you like come across in the tunnel and they're
gonna come alive and kill me.
I hated it. They definitely come alive at night. They're really museum style. Like,
creepy.
They're for real.
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about Casa Loba on episode 73, What's the Rent? Mm-hmm. Which is still one of my favorite bits, I think. Mm-hmm. What's the rent for the creepy tunnels?
Creepy tunnels. I personally,
That's when I learned it was in Midtown, and I was like, "What?
Oh, yeah. Midtown? Yeah. What the fuck is Midtown?
What is Midtown? I don't think it's Manhattan. I don't think it's a real thing here.
Midtown is a real thing, but it's like Young and Eglin.
Yeah, that's not Midtown.
That's not Midtown.
But on the map it says it's annex. Midtown. Yeah, exactly. Who would say Castle? Oh yeah, Castle Loma. Castle Loma's
in Midtown.
I would never say that.
No.
Mm-mm.
No.
It's very funny though.
Yeah,
creepy tunnels, eh?
Creepy tunnels. They I wouldn't live in them.
Christmasify them.
They did Christmasify them, and they were still creepy.
Yeah, but even the joy of Christmas, the Christmas spirit yeah, can't the fix Christmas the creep spirit, of the tunnel.
They brought the creepiest Christmas spirit into the tunnels. And, yeah. Like, the last time I was in those... So I've been in those tunnels twice.
Mm-hmm.
Once was for Christmas and once was for Halloween. Right. So the last time I was in those tunnels, they were extra creepy on purpose.
Right. Mm-hmm. But even for Christmas, they can't uncreepify them. They're so creepy. Which is really funny.
I also, since our last episode, I went to Philadelphia and I went to Eastern State Penitentiary.
That's right. Do you want to tell us a little about that?
Yeah, it was really cool. Mm-hmm. They have an audio tour that is done by Steve Buscemi.
Which is amazing.
And that's cool.
That's the best and then, thing I've ever heard.
Like the first, so it's like there's a central part and there's like spokes going off of the middle.
Sure.
So like one of the spokes, you like walk up it, and it has like the old like how it looked like when it was first built. So it's kind of like single cells where everybody was in solitary confinement.
The worst. The worst.
Awful.
Absolutely evil torture.
But at the time was supposed to be like...
Right.
They have time to contemplate.
Yeah, because it's all about penance.
It's all about penance.
Penitentiary. It's about penance.
Penance.
And being alone with your prayer thoughts.
But there is like these sliding wooden doors.
Sure.
And one was like rattling on its...
Oh,
it was like making noise as
no,
I walked by
you.
It. I was like, oh, that's creepy.
No, thank you.
Don't
please.
Love that. Also, it was weird because when we were talking about it, yeah. I thought it was like on the outskirts, like really far outside of the city.
Sure.
And it's not. Like, we were really? Staying in like Old Town, Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. And we were able to walk there. But it's like within walking distance of like the art gallery.
Oh,
and
shit.
A lot of the stuff, like, downtown, you can walk to it.
So kind of like the Ottawa jail, how it's almost... I mean, I guess the Ottawa jail's
not,
really downtown.
It's not that central, because it's huge, but right. I think it was, like, built to be kind of outside of things, but it was built from, like...
When Philadelphia was teeny
long
weeny.
Enough ago that it was kind of on the outskirts of the city, but now it's very much in, like...
The regular
city.
It's
in, like,
city.
The old town.
That's wild. City.
Which I was surprised by. I thought we were going to have to like, drive really far to get to it. And
right.
Like, oh, no, we can walk there.
Well, I mean, like, Pennsylvania, you're like, they got space.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that makes sense.
Yeah, I thought it was, like, the creepy, like, jail on, like, a hill or something.
yeah.
I didn't
think
it was just, like, it looks like a castle in the middle of the city. It's really weird.
That's weird. Mm-hmm. Built up around it, that's weird.
Yeah, but I think it, like...
Creepy.
There was a neighborhood around it when it was...
built
when it maybe not when it was built but when it was in when it was
used.
Being used
yeah oh wow
it's really
because
cool.
It was used for a long time
it was used
so
for a long
sense,
time
yeah.
But it also had a lot of cool exhibits about like prison reform and it was very on the side of prisons are bad it was very
I'd
like
to see that shit
you go to like an asylum or something and they're like look at how awful it used to be and now look at all these things that we have improved but it's kind of like look at how awful it was and it's kind of worse now,
they're like,
honestly.
It's also really terrible. Prison
they're
reform,
like, it
please.
Hasn't got better.
they're like,
bad.
They built on this and then turned it into a capitalist evil hellscape.
Yeah.
More also.
They're
thank
like,
you.
It's kind of like this still, and there are way more people in prison. So.
That's right.
That's
yikers.
Cool. But yeah, I definitely recommend if anyone's ever in Philadelphia.
Yeah,
to
go.
It's really cool.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Other places we've been, Niagara-on-the-Lake.
Yeah.
Just in general.
Did our little ghost tour of
did
there.
Did ghost tour. And covered it.
Mm-hmm.
I talked at one point about the Paris catacombs, and then you went to
and
the
then
Paris
I went.
Catacombs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Printer's Alley in Nashville. I visited there. You and I both visited this place last year when I lived there. We went to the site of the Manhattan Well murder.
Ah, yes.
Which is cool.
Just in a store. It's very funny.
Really expensive.
We just went in the basement of the store, and this woman was trying to, like, fold stuff, and we're just like,
"Can you take a selfie?" We're like, "Hello." And we just stand
by. Don't look at us. Don't look at us. It was weird.
So funny.
Maybe the weirdest haunted place we've been to is
in
a store.
Yeah, it was just, it was it was so funny. Mm-hmm. Like you said, Casa Loma, the Hermitage, where we took maybe our coolest photo shoot to date. Ockmar, which was cool, where we did a market, which was cool, Winterfest in Hamilton. Froze to death. You've been to, and then talked about the Congress Plaza Hotel.
I've been there
a couple times. You and I have both been to Salem, the various places we talked about. We also went to the Campbell apartment in Grand Central Station.
Yes. And Carly got a Manhattan.
That's right. I had a Manhattan and it was a real choice.
She loved it.
I love Manhattan so much. Of course I love the drink.
You love the drink.
I love the drink so much. You love the drink as best name in the world.
As much as you love the place. You
said,
this is delicious. And
I said, yum, yum, yum.
I got a delicious. Like,
your
spicy
drink was really good.
Mezcal drink.
And yeah, your drink really your drink was correct.
Yeah.
My drink matched where we were, and your
mine
drink was
didn't.
Good.
But it was good.
Yeah. We also went to the House of Death, NYC.
Oh, yeah.
We went on a cool tour. Mm-hmm. That was really fun.
A private tour.
We had a private tour. Yeah, it was a ghost and gangsters tour because it was raining.
It was a good tour.
It was really fun.
Thanks to our tour guide.
Right? Shout out. We also went to, recently with your family, went to the Gibraltar Point Lighthouse.
We did.
Which is really cool. I never thought we'd go there.
Yeah, I didn't think we'd actually, like, find the lighthouse. I definitely didn't think that we'd go at night.
Yeah.
With a pirate.
With a pirate ghost man. It was incredible. It was incredible.
I thought maybe I'd just, like, end up there, like,
someday.
On a beach day.
Yeah.
But it was really cool.
No, it was, like, we went there for spooky reasons.
Yeah.
It was really fun.
Mm-hmm. It was my mom's idea.
Your mom is brilliant.
Yeah.
We love Margaret. Mm-hmm. We had just such a delightful time. It was so cold.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god,
it was so cold. I don't know if you know this, but like October, in the wind at night,
cold
on the water.
I feel like since October it's been like the same weather.
Yeah, for sure. It's like stagnated to the same.
It's kind of cold.
Yeah. It's December 31st, and it's giving October outside.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Except it's snowing today.
Yeah,
that was kind of delightful. I looked up and I smiled.
I didn't see any snow. I only saw rain.
Oh, it fell into my eyes, so I was looking at it. Couldn't help
it. You felt it.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, there's a lot of places that we've talked about that we've been to before we ever started this, like in Spire Stores along the way. But
the other one that I just spotted was Taliesin.
Yeah.
I went there.
You did go to Taliesin. That's true.
This year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Lots of really cool places. And lots more cool places I'm sure we'll go to that we've talked about or that we maybe we'll never talk about, which is cool and it's fun. We mentioned earlier about how much fun we had when we visited Edmonton this year. Something else we did while we were there that we haven't released to the public yet.
We just never got around to it.
No, because there was never the perfect time.
Yes.
But we think this is the perfect time.
This is the only time.
Well, that's why it's the perfect time. While we were there, as part of our live show process, and part of our time with Common Ground, and as part of Found Fest, we recorded some ghost stories from some locals.
We did.
We sat at a little table at the the little beer tent, and we recorded stories from some really cool folks who were really kind to share their stories with us, and we love them dearly. And so I think it's time you heard them.
Yeah.
Because we heard them, and
hell yeah,
they're freaking cool as hell. So please enjoy three stories from three incredible Edmonton locals.
Straight from Edmonton.
Yeah, baby!
I'm so sorry.
Okay, we are prepared.
Okay, actually I have two ghost stories, but one of them is my mom's, and I'll still tell it to you. The other one is the only time I've ever personally encountered a ghost. I used to live in a old house off Saskatchewan Drive, like built in 1912, with at the most roommates, three other people who lived in the house proper with me, and then someone who lived in the basement that was like a separate tenant. Anyways, me and my like three other roommates were like, this house is fucking haunted. Within the first week that I had moved in, I moved into like the master bedroom of the house, and I remember, like, I've always been very curious about ghosts, but I was like, I don't, like, very Fox Mulder of, like, I want to believe, but, like, I need proof. And I remember, like, the first week of living in the house, waking up in the middle of the night, turning over to, like, the corner and just seeing, like, a woman in, like, Edwardian gear, with, like, an Edwardian, like, hairstyle, like, you know, the sort of, like, Gibson girl, with, like, very long fingers. Like, no. Like this in the corner, and she didn't, sorry, I said like this, you can't see me, this is an audio recording, her hands were posed in front, I'm not gonna, anyways, her hands clasped in front of her, and she didn't say anything, I just was like, bad vibe, turned back to over, and was like, hi, I gotta go to bed, and the next day I remember being like, hey guys, last night, the ghost visited me. I'm pretty sure her name is Margaret. It was, like, one of those things where it's just, like, we knew her name. Oh, and I remember one of my, like, roommates was just like, oh, yeah, we for sure had a ghost. They also had, like, a competing ghost that I'm not going to get into this. I think his name was Dave. I don't know. Anyways, Dave and Margaret, I got along fine. And she would, like, visit all of us occasionally. And then we finally got our oven fixed and she stopped visiting us. Our oven would, like, beep in the middle. That house was fucking busted. And so, upon reflection, she might have been a ghost. She also might have been a gas leak. So,
is it a ghost or is it a gas leak?
Is it a ghost named Margaret? Is it a gas leak? But Dave precluded the gas leak, and Dave didn't... did get along? This was, like, 5 years ago, so you have to... excuse my memory. Anyways, that's my ghost story. My mom's ghost story is much more, like, heartwarming and chill and less, holy shit, what the fuck was that? My mom's brother passed away in 1989. And they were very, very close. They were, like, best friends. And she was driving one day to her school because she teaches out somewhere really rural. And she was driving down this, like, two-lane undivided highway, and as this car, there was, like, this car that started approaching her, and she was like, oh, looks like Andrew, her brother's car. He drove, like, a 1978 green Ford Granada, so, like, a pretty, like, distinct car. She also knew it really well. It was, like, a little bit older, kind of a beater. She was like, oh, it looks a lot like Andrew's car. And it got closer, and she was like, that guy looks a lot like Andrew. And it passed, and she was like, that was Andrew. Not someone who really believes in ghosts. She's, like, Catholic, but has never been, like, you know, the ghost. except for maybe the Holy Ghost, but we won't get into that. And but, yeah, that was the first time she ever was like, yeah. And then he just drove away. And I was like, what?
What?
Anyways, that's the other crazy ghost story I have.
Okay, my name's Naya, and this happened in Argentina in a little town called Canuelas. So it was my grandpa's property. We had just moved there from the United States. We were there for 3 years in total, and he passed away, unfortunately, while we were there. But while we were there, his ex-wife, who he had three kids with, are my aunts, they came to visit at the property where they haven't been in, I don't know, 20, 30 years. And my grandma, the mom of my aunt, walks in there. She has her necklace. It's a cross because we're in Argentina. And as we're leaving, we had this whole thing, whatever. We're leaving. Her necklace rips off on the ground. She says, and I quote, nope, got in the car, drove away. I don't know if she's been back since, but her necklace, as if somebody ripped it and pulled it down and threw it on the ground.
That would be too much.
So I think it's my grandpa who was a little angry that the ex-wife was in his house. But yes, that is my story. This was 2011, 2012, somewhere there. Yeah, so here you go.
When I was, like, tiny, tiny, they were, like, at this, like, memorial service for somebody in our family. And they were, like, playing, like, old-timey tunes. And I just started singing along with them. And she was like, how
do you know
what
that?
Is happening? And there were tunes that like my great grandma Jenny used to sing. Yeah.
And you just knew that.
And my mom was like, what the fuck? And my uncle was scared of me for years after that.
This kid knows too.
This kid is aware.
Uh-huh. But I've never experienced anything after that. But
that's great.
But I'll tell you my sister's story. Is it going? It's cool. Okay, so my sister lives in Toronto. And her first apartment in Toronto, it was like one of those extra tiny, tiny ones, you know? But it was like a big apartment. And one day she like locked her door after coming home, got in the shower, had her shower, and then opened the curtain, and on the mirror, and somebody wrote, "Brush your teeth." She's like, she had never written on the mirror before, so it's not even like it could have, and it was like fresh, like somebody had just been in there.
Oh my god, that's awful. It's like a dentist ghost.
I know.
That's so funny.
And she she like called me, and she's like, I don't know what the fuck is going on right now, and like there's only the main room of her apartment and the bathroom, and that's it. And there's nobody there.
She was like, what do I do?
Yeah.
Oh my. Did she brush her teeth?
Probably. I would hope so.
I mean, that's what they're telling
you.
Yeah. Sure, might as well.
Do you know if anything else happened in that apartment?
That seems to be the worst of it. Mm. It was kind of like a weird old apartment where, you know, they were like bigger rooms and they had to like separate them.
Yeah.
So that was the worst one, though. And I'm like,
that's pretty wild, Jenny.
Thank you. Isn't that great?
Such wonderful storytellers.
I know. Honestly, though.
Yeah.
For real.
No, we got some good ones.
No, it's awesome.
I was happy with our stories.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. For sure. There is one thing that's been kind of gnawing at me.
Mm.
There's only one thing closing out this chapter.
Yes.
Of this experience. That's gnawing at me that I'm worried will never be solved. I think I need to bring it up.
Question.
Yeah.
Okay, you need closure.
I just want us. I'm wondering if we might not be able to, but I really want us to solve the age-old question. Is it a snack?
That's what it says on the sticker right here. I was looking at it as you were saying it.
Is it a snack?
Well, this? Yes.
She's pointing at a bag of chips.
This?
Snack.
Yes.
She's pointing at a cookie. Snack.
Yeah.
Okay.
This?
She pointed at herself. Okay, but like, what about this? I'm pointing at my drink.
No, it's a drink.
Okay.
Drink is not a snack.
Drinks are never snacks.
Drinks are not.
What about a smoothie?
Smoothie is a snack, yes.
But can a smoothie be a meal?
Only if you're like skinny girl.
You're giving girl dinner?
If you're giving girl dinner, yes. Anything
is
can be a meal.
Dinner, is girl dinner a snack?
Girl dinner is a snack.
Or is it like a combo of snacks?
Girl dinner is usually multiple snacks.
Yeah, but then it becomes dinner when there's so many snacks.
But does
that's
it?
Why it's I guess that's why there's girl. Brother.
I don't know girl if girl dinner can actually be
real dinner.
Real dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Girl dinner is not real dinner. Girl dinner is a state of mind.
So girl dinner is still a snack.
Girl dinner is an assemblage of snacks.
Okay, but typically. When does it end being a snack and become? It sounds like girl dinner is a transitional period between snack and dinner.
Yes.
So when does it end being a snack and begins girl dinner?
So there's a. It's like on a spectrum. There's a snack to meal spectrum.
Okay.
And girl dinner is
in the middle.
The spectrum. Girl dinner is like.
Is it closer to snack or meal?
It's right in the middle.
Right? Yeah, it's the middle.
It's like, have you ever played Wavelength?
Yes.
It's snack to meal.
I played it with you!
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, damn it. I wish I stole it from
you.
It would be good,
that's
good
a
for
great
tonight.
Game.
I think you can play it online. It's like
the
snack to meal spectrum.
Sure.
So things things fall on the spectrum.
It's
a question that will never be answered because it's unanswerable and it depends on the person.
Yeah, I guess.
Some people would say that
some snacks are meals.
Is a snack, and some people would say a smoothie is a meal, and it depends on how much of a skinny bitch they are.
It's true. Mm. I think sometimes a smoothie depends on if it's a meal or a snack as if it's in a bowl.
If
it's in a bowl, it's more of a meal. But I've also had a smoothie bowl as a snack.
It also is like, sometimes breakfast can just be
a snack.
But it's still breakfast, and breakfast is a meal.
Well, a lot of breakfast is just a snack.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a banana and like
I was like, what if I just
a muffin? You're like, that's a single croissant. Yeah. And a cafe. That's a snack.
Then it's breakfast.
That's breakfast, but that breakfast is supposed to be a meal. But they're snacks.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess we're not going to solve it today. It's an unsolvable question. It was a Hail Mary. I really hope that we would maybe solve some of it.
It is the age-old question. It will never be resolved.
Well, as long as we all keep going out into the world asking, is it a snack? Is it a snack? And where a snack ends and a meal begins. Yeah. I think we'll be okay. We'll never know.
I guess we'll never know.
I guess we have to be resolved to never knowing.
You just have to accept that there are things that are unknowable, and one of them is it a snack?
Is it a snack? I suppose. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't feel any better about it, but I feel the same.
Yeah.
I don't feel worse about it, so that's good. Yeah, I guess you're right. It's just unknowable. Mm-hmm. And it will remain so. I thought we could do something with it. We could solve it for the masses, but it's not for us to solve, I suppose.
It's not for us to solve.
I mean, we've never really been the solvers.
No,
that was never the goal of this.
We're not here for answers. We're here to ask questions.
That's right. And we're here for a good time.
Yeah.
And we're here for a giggle, and we're here for ghosts. Mm-hmm. And I think we did that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm proud of us for doing that.
Mm-hmm. Remember Hot Sexy Fish?
No, I don't.
Me neither.
Yeah, every title has been pulled directly from an episode, pretty mm-hmm. much, which I think is pretty funny. We said a lot of good stuff.
Yeah,
like, I'm proud of us.
Yes,
one title that really sticks with me is Beckbucks.
Beckbucks.
Do you remember Beckbucks?
I remember Beckbucks.
I know it sticks with me. I don't know why.
We named one of them Great Googly Moogly.
Yeah, that was when we were just saying Great Googly Moogly to everything. Great Googly Moogly.
A good era. Let's bring back Great Googly Moogly.
I'm happy to bring it back. I think it's time. It's been enough time.
Mm-hmm. Back on the train.
Back on the train. We've said some good shit. Mm-hmm. We're funny, Cecilia. That's why we've kept this going for so long.
That's weird.
People keep listening every week. And thank you if that's been you. We've been really grateful to be doing this for no one. That's mm-hmm. been nice. We would have stopped a long time ago if nobody listened.
No one.
Yeah.
Vampires.
If it was just for us. It started off just for us, but we kept it going for us and for our listeners.
We kept it going for 175 episodes.
165 episodes.
I'm not doing 10 more. We're done.
Unless we do 10 episodes on the Tequila Tree.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see.
Who knows? That's not any time in the plans, but... Yep. You never know.
You never know.
We don't know.
We don't know anything.
We don't know. That's the thing. I'm glad that we've stayed not knowing anything.
We have not learned.
5.5 years, we haven't learned shit.
We have not learned our lessons.
No. Mm-mm. We've learned no lessons. We've learned nothing.
We have not grown as people.
Aww. We stayed the same. We took the yearbook quote, never change.
Never change. We took that seriously.
So literally.
Carly wrote that in my yearbook and I wrote it in hers.
That's right. And we never did.
So seriously. We're exactly the same as we were when we were 17.
Yeah, it's important. Mm-hmm. It's important to never change. Mm-hmm. So we didn't. Mm-hmm. And we still, lots of questions, very few answers.
Yeah.
But hopefully you had a laugh along the way.
I have a final question, Carly.
Okay.
Are you ready?
No, I'm going to cry. No, I'm not ready. Okay. No, I am crying. Why is my body crying? Okay. Yeah, I'm ready. I didn't mean to ask you to do this.
Have you seen any ghosts lately?
Celia, I'm sad to say that I haven't. We never changed. That's why
you never saw it. You never saw a ghost. You never grew, you never changed, you never saw a ghost.
That's going to be on my tombstone. She never grew, she never changed, she never saw a ghost.
Write it down. Put it on your tombstone. I'm going to tell your...
You have to.
I'm going to tell your executor of your will.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She never grew, she never changed, she never saw a ghost.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's accurate. Well, Celia, I have a last question for you.
Oh, yes. What is that?
It might be the same question, but it might not be.
What?
You'll have to wait and see.
Is it?
Here it comes.
Oh, my God.
Have you seen any ghosts lately?
No.
Okay.
The question.
This is the question
that we have the answer to, and the answer remains the same. It is no.
It's no. Well, Maybe one day, I guess.
Maybe one day.
But probably not.
I don't know.
It keeps not maybe happening. It's been five and a third quarter years. Maybe I was asking.
It's just not meant to happen.
Not for us, I guess. Yeah.
If it happens, we'll change Carly's tombstone.
Yeah, it'll be, she never changed, she never grew, she never changed, she saw a ghost.
She did see one ghost.
But she saw one ghost one time.
She did see one ghost one time. Cool.
But at least she saw one ghost one time, it was pretty neat.
Yeah, it was pretty neat. That was nice. Yeah.
That's right.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, that's what we got.
That is it.
That's it!
That's all.
Good for us.
We did it.
Cheers!
Congratulations!
Let's have a cheers!
Let's have a cheers.
Cheers!
To ghosts.
To ghosts! Being everywhere.
Still have a drink left?
Yeah, I finished it. Oh, that was my last sip.
Okay.
And that means we're done!
That was the final sip.
Final sip.
The final sip of ever.
Yep.
Now I kill Carly.
Okay, well, we all know what's going to be on my tombstone, so that's fine.
That's settled.
All right, well, thanks for joining us.
Thanks.
We love you loads.
For being here.
And we'll still love you even when we're not here.
Even when we're ghosts.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Truly.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.